This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Painter Joe Ando has lived in New York City for more than 20 years, but he's never stopped thinking about his hometown, Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where he built a reputation as a wild man, a party animal. And Tulsa still inspires his paintings. Now that he's cleaned up his act, he's written a memoir about his journey from juvenile delinquency in Oklahoma to a successful career in art. Rick Carr has this profile.
Joe Ando works in a studio that's pretty typical for Manhattan. It's up four long flights of stairs, and it's literally gritty, probably because of the heavy traffic outside on 23rd Street. But one wall is lined with paintings that seem to have nothing to do with the city outside. They depict horses in simple, direct strokes, almost monochrome, against black nighttime skies. The horses seem to fix their eyes on you as you move around the studio.
They're sort of like a moral compass or something, you know, they're sort of like better. They don't look at you as much as they consider you or something.
Joe Ando talks the way he paints, in simple, direct phrases. He's no horseman. He's always preferred fast cars and motorcycles. But he thinks of the horses as symbols of Tulsa, even as kindred spirits. He grew up in a lower middle class neighborhood, but he and his friends would drive out to fancier areas and park in open fields to party and make out with girls. The horses that his wealthier neighbors kept would watch them.
And when I came to New York, I kind of stumbled onto the horses, and it sort of became a shorthand for what made me different than 8 million people outside, you know.
Those paintings now sell for tens of thousands of dollars. But back in the early 1970s, Ando never even dreamed of himself as an artist. Instead, he and his friends concentrated their efforts on partying, drinking whiskey, popping pills, dropping acid, smoking pot, and driving fast. Ando says it all just seemed like the thing to do at the time.
On the cover of Life magazine, there was a soldier smoking a joint with American flag papers. I wanted that. That looked like what the music I liked was about. You know, I wanted to see that. Unfortunately, it isn't what it's cracked up to be.
In his memoir, he recalls the first time that he got drunk. It was the birth of my other, he writes, my new gear, an alternate personality, and my grandiosity was actualized and attainable. At last, I had mastered the low art of coming unmoored. Over the next few years, he was busted for reckless driving and drug possession. He and his friends wrecked cars and motorcycles. Some of those friends died. Others went to prison. Ando says that when he moved to New York and started telling stories about what he'd done back in Tulsa, his new friends thought he was exaggerating. He says people have even said the same thing about his memoir, Jubilee City, that one guy couldn't possibly have gotten into so much trouble.
They think there can't be anybody like me.
His friends back in Tulsa had a different take.
One of the main characters in the book, James, who spans the whole book, and I sent him down a book, and I talked to him for the first time a few nights ago, and one of the first things he said, you really had to tone this down, didn't you?
Well, there's some things probably we shouldn't have been in the book, and I probably shouldn't discuss them now.
That's James. At least that's what Ando calls Mike Garrett in the memoir.
Changing names to protect the not-so-innocent or whatever.
Garrett and Ando have been friends for nearly 40 years, since they were both 13 or so. Garrett says that even back then, Ando had two gifts, for telling stories and for drawing pictures. Everybody knew that Ando had a lot of talent, but nobody thought that that talent had any practical use beyond entertaining people at parties. Not even Ando. Garrett says that at one point, a high school art teacher invited Ando to take an art class.
But he said he looked in the door and he didn't see any girls he liked, so he just went on down. You know, we were all about chasing women, too. That was a big part of our, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Garrett's friend always loved to draw. But Joe Ando says two things kept him from imagining an art career. The first was money. His family, his friends, the world he lived in all told him that he needed a good job, a steady income. The second was ignorance. Art was something that women did, not men. He had no role models. Then he enrolled in a community college to study agricultural business and took an art history elective.
And I saw that there were guys that, like Robert Smithson, Dennis Oppenheim, guys who wore cowboy boots, guys that looked like me, doing this stuff. I didn't really understand what they were doing, but they kind of looked like construction work, like me and my friends, and they were doing this, and it looked like they were having fun.
Pretty soon, he changed his major and sold his first painting in Tulsa. He worked hard, got a master's in art, and pushed his work on museums when he visited New York. He married a woman who supported him while he built his career, even after the couple moved to New York and had kids. But he also kept up his wild ways. Too much whiskey, too much cocaine. His career fared pretty well. His marriage fell apart. Ando says most young artists who come to New York reinvent themselves, file down the rough edges, and polish up a new image. He says he never could, and at some point it turned out that his bad boy image was good for selling art. Ando says he still has a hard time articulating why he behaved the way he did.
It sounds so clinical and serious. I never gave it a thought. I was just having fun. That's just the way we did it. And I still have fun without destroying myself. You know?
Painting is one of the things that's fun for Ando now that he's sober. Writing's another. He says he never imagined himself as an author, but admits that he was always the designated storyteller whenever he and his friends got into trouble. He also admits that for years on and off, he's been trying his hand at writing poetry. Most of it about Tulsa, of course.
White trash. White shoes and belts. Used white Cadillac. Hand-me-down wedding dress. White Bible. White wall-to-wall carpet. All dirty.
Joe Ando's memoir, Jubilee City, started out as a series of short autobiographical vignettes that he printed himself. A publisher asked him to write more for the book that's out now. Joe Ando, the painter, is currently working on a large mural that's been commissioned for a new building in Tulsa, and he's scheduled to show a new batch of paintings at his New York gallery next spring. For NPR News, I'm Rick Carr in New York.
You can read an excerpt from Joe Ando's memoir, Jubilee City, and see samples of his work at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.